What's up, beautiful people? Kirby Hossman here, trying to deliver you just a little bit more marketing joy on these DMJ one-on-ones. Hey, if you are enjoying these, please feel free to subscribe and we will keep these coming. So today I'm going to talk about five pieces of advice that I just think are wrong. They're not helpful. Some of them are downright harmful. And they're things that I hear all of the time. Now, some of these I'm like really adamant about. Some of them I have a little bit of conviction on these ideas. And so I wanted to share these. Feel free to let me know what you think. I could totally see how this would be one of the more controversial pieces, one of the more controversial DMJ one-on-ones that I do. And I hope it gets you thinking and inspires you to kind of elevate your game. So let's dive into them. Once again, these are the five pieces of advice that I think are just flat wrong. So let's dive in to number one. Number one is find your passion, and you'll never work another day in your life. This is one of my biggest pet peeves. I think this is maddening because number one, I think it's just not true. I love what I do for a living. I love being an entrepreneur. I love working in my business. I love my team. I enjoy all the businesses that we work in. But there are some days that suck. The idea that if you find something that you love, you'll never work a day in your life, it's just not true. There are times where I have to do things I don't want to do that I'm not excited about doing, but the work needs doing. And so the idea that we tell kids and we tell people that, hey, there's nothing wrong with chasing your passion or being excited about what you're doing, but that idea that you never work a day in your life is just not true. And I think it's harmful. I think it is unhealthy that we share this with kids because I think what they view it as is all of a sudden, hey, I'm going down this path. I'm really excited, but I'm in a season. I'm in a season of life. I'm in a season of setting up this business or chasing this goal. And it's really hard. It's a grind. So I must be doing it wrong. This isn't the right path for me and I'm going to quit. So the idea that you'll never work a day in your life just because you like what you're doing is not only wrong advice, I think it's like legitimately harmful. I think we're setting kids up to fail and I think we need to stop saying it. Stop saying that. Next up, go big or go home. Don't get me wrong. I actually like the concept behind this because it's like, okay, I want you to dream big. I want you to think big. I want you to, you know, plan with big goals. But I think where it gets misconstrued is when people think, oh, I need to make a big impact on my goals right away, or it's just not even worth doing. And the reality of it is most big changes that I see in the world today take small changes. Most people are unwilling to do the little thing. They're unwilling to, you know, take the hit of their ego to do the little thing over and over and over again in order to create real lasting big change. Take fitness, for example. I think, you know, I've been guilty of this a million times where it's like, okay, starting Monday, I'm going to start this new workout routine and I'm going to work out twice a day and I'm going to eat no carbs and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And it's unsustainable. I was going to go big or go home, right? Well, guess what? I went big and then I went home because I wasn't able to sustain it. When in reality, if my ego would have allowed it, had I just started walking 20 minutes a day every day, I would have been able to sustain it, created a habit around that fitness, and I would have had much better results. And I think so many times that is the case. So rather than go big, go home, go small and keep going. So those are my first two. Next up, this is one of my pet peeves for adults. Adults, stop telling kids that high school is the best time of their life. First of all, I just don't think that's true. And don't get me wrong, I enjoyed high school. High school was a good time for me. I think sometimes when I tell that to people, they're like, oh, he must have hated high school. No, I had a good time. I made good friends. But man, it's not been the best time of my life. And I think telling a kid that is struggling in high school that this is the best time of your life is not helping them. It is, they're thinking, oh my gosh, well, you know, I'm unhappy as I can possibly imagine, and it's never going to get better than this. I just don't think that's true. I think we look back through the lens of our life and we remember things fondly that used to be. I think so many times we are not allowing ourselves to live in the is, we're not allowing ourselves to live in the present, and we're not really visioneering the future that we want. And so if you are a person that thinks high school is the best time of your life, I'll be honest, I kind of feel bad for you because I think there's so many exciting things out there and I'd love for you to chase those. So stop telling kids that high school is the best time of your life. For most of it, most of us, that's just not true. The fourth piece of this is work-life balance. You have to strive to get work-life balance. You know, don't get me wrong. I think that forsaking all other things so that you can chase one thing can be destructive, but sometimes it's just a season, right? Like I think that, you know, my wife and I were talking about this here recently, and I will tell you, we have been living through a season. We've been living through a tough time because we've been doing so much and we're tired, but it's just a season. We haven't had great work-life balance, but this is the work we have to do in this moment to get to that next thing. My work-life balance looked differently when my kids were teenagers and were in dance and were this and were that. And I think what where you're saying, hey, I want to strive for work-life balance, I sort of think that's unattainable for most of us who are strivers, who are trying to be achievers. I think just give yourself some grace and do the best you can. Yes, you don't want to ignore your family. You don't want to ignore your kids. You will regret that. But there are times when you are chasing a big goal or starting a new business or doing something new like that, that you will have to skew away from balance. It will not be balanced. And the reality of it is your personal life and your business life and all those things, they're just a part of who you are. So give yourself grace if you are a little out of balance and just do the best you can. And okay, so number four, that's number four, you must strive for work-life balance. And number five, work smarter, not harder. Now, let me state first that, of course, you want to work as smart as you can. But where I sort of take exception to this is because I feel like, man, we are working really hard to not work hard. We are trying every way to give ourselves an excuse that, oh, you got to ignore this hustle culture. And there's this toxic grind mentality. Of course, you can't work 24 hours a day. You need to get proper rest. You need to get you need to get nutrients. Yes, all of those things are true. The other thing that's true is that I've never met a successful person that hasn't worked hard. And I think we like get that completely out of balance because we're like, well, we need to use all the tools and use the technologies and we need to work smarter and not harder. You need to do both. You need to work as smart as you can, but you also need to work hard. That is a component of success, and it's a component of successful people. And it's also the best thing about it is it's the one thing you have control over. You have the ability to control how much you put into it, and only you really knows how much you have left to give. So you don't have to be the smartest in the room. You don't have to be the best looking. You can control the amount that you'll put into something. And so the idea that you're going to just work smarter and not harder, I think you want to work smarter and harder. So, you know, find your passion. Never work a day in your life. Absolutely not. Go big or go home. I just don't find that to be true. High school is not the best time of your life. Work balance, work-life balance, it's not necessarily overrated. It's just unachievable. And so give yourself some grace there. And the idea that you can just work smart and not hard, I just have not experienced that. So those are five pieces of advice that I think are not helpful. They are wrong. And I hope this has helped set you free a little bit. If you're enjoying these, please feel free to subscribe. And hey, let me know what you think. Put them in the comments. Let me know your thoughts. Hey, thank you so much for watching this DMJ one-on-one. We'll see you next time.